Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
This post on Twitter caught my eye. It's a question to ask, is it ever okay to ask a doctor about more than one thing? You know, when you make that appointment to the GP, well, this particular person went, their issue was dealt with within a couple of minutes. And when they asked about a second issue that had also been bothering them, they were told the appointments are for one symptom only. An easy 60 quid for the IMO, says this post on Twitter. Have you experienced this? Do get in touch with us, 53106. Siobhan is also on the line in Dublin. Siobhan, have you had this experience?
I have to say, I have. I think it's really unfair. It's so difficult to get a doctor's appointment right now. It's so difficult. I found a lump in my breast about 2 months ago, and I rang my doctor for surgery, and I had to ring about five times before I got to speak to somebody, because obviously the doctors and the clinics are under huge pressure. And then it was nearly 2 weeks before I could get an appointment to see a doctor. So obviously that was quite stressful.
Yeah.
But by the time you get the appointment, by the time you get in, you could be waiting so long that you may have something else that you want to ask about. And if that's dealt with, you know, you're supposed to have about 10 minutes for your doctor's appointment. So if you've asked about the thing that you went in for, say, primarily, and that's all done and dusted in 5 minutes, in my opinion, you have another 5 minutes left. And if you want to ask about something else, you should be able to ask about something else. And if the doctor was saying that to me, I'd be changing doctor.
Okay. I mean, like, do you know, literally about, I'd say, 3 or 4 weeks ago here on Lunchtime Live, I was talking to a lady in Drogheda who was pregnant and couldn't actually get, or in County Louth, I should say she was, but she couldn't get a GP in the county.
Yeah.
She just moved there. So even
that's
probably
really,
trying to change GP could be an issue.
Yeah, it is. And I know on one of my pregnancies, my first appointment, I was 16 weeks pregnant because it took that long to actually get an appointment. And that was at the hospital. So, you're supposed to have your first booking appointment when you're 12 weeks. I was 16 weeks. And it led to all kinds of problems because I was trying to go into the MLU. And then I was too heavy because I was 4 months pregnant and I couldn't go in. So, and there was no room for, they're supposed to wait at the start. So the whole thing turned into a stupid situation. But also, I would say that doctors need to be upfront with patients as well, because I was at an antenatal appointment with my husband and I was having my checkup. I was about 32 weeks pregnant and my husband, we were wrapping up and I was heading out, and my husband said to the doctor, what would you recommend for dry skin? My hands, my skin is real dry. And he said, such and such a cream. And then he ripped off a slip from his little desk and he said, that's 60 euro.
Right.
And we were just like, okay, so like my husband probably could have asked the pharmacist the same question. We were just kind of chatting and it was in conversation, you know. So I think in that situation, we learned a valuable lesson. Don't ask a question unless you're sure you're not going to be charged. Or I think the doctor should have said, if you want me to consult with you, you'll have to make an appointment and we will do that separately. So I think both sides, I think the doctor needs to be a little bit more upfront. But if you're only in there for 5 minutes and you have another question to ask, you know, we're supposed to be all looking after our mental health, and the stress of trying to get an appointment and it's 2 weeks away and something's on your mind and you're worried about it. And if there's something else you want to ask, you might be thinking, well, it could be another 2 weeks before I get a chance to get in. Plus, 50 or 60 quid a pop, you should be allowed to ask another question.
I know. I wonder, is it one issue per appointment, or is it done by the time allocated? Like, as you say, some GPs might, you know, set aside 10 minutes per appointment or a 5 minute layover or whatever it is to allow for delays or cancellations or something like that. But I mean, if it's one issue per appointment.
I think that's mental. Honestly, I do. Because at the moment, with the crisis in the health system and everything, we're not going to the doctor as much as we probably would have before. Everybody is resistant. You know, you're thinking, I don't want to sit in a waiting room. You're thinking about COVID, you're thinking about so many different things.
Yeah,
so to even make an appointment, and financially as well. So to make an appointment to go and see the doctor, the trying to get through, trying to make the appointment, how long it's going to take. If you want to ask two questions, ask your two questions. And also, if the doctor says to you, it's only one issue, I would say, well, you should have made that clear when I made the appointment. That wasn't made clear to me, and I'd like to ask my second question.
Okay, stay with us, Siobhan. 1890 453 106, if you want to join us here on the show. Dr. Yvonne Williams is a GP in Shannon in County Clare. Yvonne, is this a policy in practices? Is it one issue per appointment?
I think most practices have a little bit of flexibility, Andrea. I know in the NHS it's much more strict than here, but I think what often happens is that we will have a mix of conditions we'll see during the day. You might see somebody that you're breaking bad news to and telling them that their results have shown something that looks like cancer. You might be seeing someone else with something that they feel is reasonably straightforward, but that actually there might be a lot of paperwork, documentation, maybe a referral for a scan and a referral to a consultant to do afterwards. So while you might have 5 minutes face to face with somebody, you might have another 5 minutes to have your notes done to the standard that are required. You know, we're in quite a litigious society, yeah. So it's very important that everything is documented. The paperwork takes almost as long as the time you spend face to face with the patient. So, you know, the 10 or 15 minute appointment slot that we allocate to patients, 2 or 3 minutes of that are reading over the notes for somebody who's, you know, got maybe multiple conditions, chronic conditions, looking at their last lot of results and where they're at with their drug management. And then you'll have time with the patient, but then you also have time that you have to write your notes and make any follow-up investigations or referrals. We do run over sometimes. I mean, you'll have a 15-minute consultation and it might be somebody, you know, who's disclosing abuse in the past, or it might be someone with quite significant mental health issues that they didn't make the appointment, you know, for that issue, but it's quite apparent when you see them. So some appointments will run a few minutes over, some might be a few minutes shorter, but by and large, it does tend to even out over time or over the course of a day. Yeah. And, you know, we don't time it to the minute and bill people by the minute. I think that would be really off-putting if you had a clock ticking and an alarm, you know, beeping off. We have to allow extra time with COVID to screen people. So, you know, your caller there mentioned about a waiting room. I suppose we get people to wait in the car. We bring people in one at a time, and we have to allow extra time now to clean the rooms and disinfect the rooms afterwards. Mm. So the 15 minutes that I would have had 2 or 3 years ago, 3 or 4 of those minutes are now taken up with screening and cleaning. But there are lots of things that patients can do as well to try and make the most out of the appointment. And I would say to listeners, if you have a couple of things, you know, prioritize what is the most important. So in the case of, say, a breast lump, you know, to do that thoroughly, make the appropriate referral, tick all the boxes that are needed for a breast clinic referral and document your notes and the follow-up, you know, that will take an appointment on its own. And there really isn't time in an appointment like that to deal with other issues. So you may need to ask for a double appointment when you're booking. They're usually available at a reduced fee, or to book 2 appointments, you know, perhaps one following week.
A lot of the time, Yvonne, I know myself, actually, when you go back, maybe, you know, with a follow-up appointment about an issue, they'll still often charge you the guts of the full whack, what you paid the first day.
Well, I suppose that varies practice by practice. Most practices where I work and where I've worked before, a follow-up consultation is at a reduced fee usually, you know, if it's within 2 weeks. But to do things safely, I mean, I suppose what might seem like a very simple thing in one scenario to somebody, you know, there can be a wide range of causes for it, and it does take time to do it properly, and you're pulling on your knowledge and your experience over the years.
I fully appreciate that, and you're busy, and at the end of the day, you're a business. Like, you're there to make money as well, you know. I don't think anyone's refuting that, but I suppose what caught my eye in this particular post was that I fully appreciate and understand, given the pressures that GPs, particularly in rural areas, are under, that there would be a time allocated per patient. But in this case, it was one issue per appointment. And you might go to the GP twice a year, you might go to get a prescription for an inhaler, or, you know, one or two scripts for something. But this particular girl was told, sorry, you've asked your one question, good luck.
Yeah, I mean, look, that does sound black and white, but neither of us were there on the particular day. And I know people can come to me with one issue, and actually it might take 20 minutes to sort it out, particularly, you know, if it's a gynecological issue and you're doing an internal exam and you're getting a chaperone and getting the equipment for that. You don't know when somebody comes in a lot of the time what they're going to come in with. So it might be something very small, and I know a lot of patients would have the habit of, I suppose, what we call saving the best to last, and that's a bit of a disaster for us, because they'll tell you one or two things, and as they're about to leave and they're all dressed up, they'll say, oh, by the way, I passed blood last month a few times, or I have a lump somewhere else, I suppose I should get that seen to. And you've already used your time, you've run up. So if you're going to the doctor, you know, there are simple things you can do, I suppose, to make the most of your appointment. You know, simple stuff, wearing a half-sleeve top or clothes that it's going to be easy to get examined, knowing what medication you're on, if you've taken anything over the counter, that you have the names of it, or you're aware of your own family's medical history, because that can be really helpful to us. Bring in a urine sample if you've tummy pain or you think you might have an infection, rather than using the time when you're there to have to go to the bathroom and the doctor's surgery. So we want patients to be happy, but we also need to do our job thoroughly and safely. So sometimes that does mean one issue per appointment, but, you know, most places I've ever worked, it's not black and white. You know, if the first thing is very straightforward, you know, we will deal with another issue if we have the time to do that.
Okay.
We're there to help at the end of the day. That's why we got into the field of medicine, you know, to try and help people.
I totally appreciate that. And I mean, I think for most of us, the experience would be when you do go to the GP, they will try and find that time to let you ask about, you know, the second script that you think you need or whatever. Stay with us, Yvonne, because Frank is on the line as well. Frank, what was your experience?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for taking the call. So my experience was with a GP based here in Drogheda. The little background. So I had transferred from a GP in Dublin to Drogheda and was recommended this GP through a friend. And so it was a general checkup, Andrea, nothing, no medical emergency by any means. But on entering the GP's reception area, the reception made me aware that the appointment time was 5 minutes for €50, and anything longer than 5 minutes would be €100. So,
but it was made clear though that was, because I think Siobhan, that was your point actually on this, wasn't it? You didn't really, not that you didn't mind, but if you knew exactly, as Frank said there, it's X amount of money for X amount of minutes, might make it easier.
The receptionist in my clinic, they'll ask you like, what's your issue? Because they try to schedule, you know, an appropriate amount of time. So, you know, sometimes you might not want to tell them what your issue is, but at least they're trying to figure it out and, you know, slot you in appropriately, or if you're having bloods, don't get you in early in the morning, all that kind of stuff. I think when they're upfront about it, but €100 for an extra 5 minutes, that's mental.
So Frank, this was £50 for the first allocation or the first appointment, and then £100 if it went over.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, so I was as shocked by it as I'd never experienced or encountered this before. So I wasn't timing it by any means, but I'm sure I didn't go across the 5 minutes, but I still got €100 bill.
Right. I see Rose has got in touch with us as well on the text machine to say, on response to your doctors, give the patients 30 minutes and stop what I think is a greedy conveyor belt treatment of customers. Another listener as well in Dublin, our doctor charges £60 per appointment for one issue, 10 minutes only for each appointment. And this was actually before COVID. Another listener as well, I remember a time when doctors weren't ruthless about money. Unfortunately, I find this whole thing quite cold and common. Yvonne, you are still with us. Look, just maybe on a final point, like I know with the whole concern about COVID, and you talked about the additional steps and measures that you guys have to take within in the practices, but has it eased at all the pressure in any way?
I think what we're seeing locally where I am in Shannon is that the rate of new infections has stabilised a little bit in the last week or two. I suppose we're waiting to see, particularly being so close to the airport, we'd have a lot of people travelling in and out, you know, through London as a hub, what will happen with the new variant. But I think amongst most of my colleagues, we have kind of a sense of deja vu in terms of what's coming down the road for December and January. And we're hoping that people will pull back a little bit. And it's just really hard to have another Christmas where we're going to have to maybe, you know, just, I suppose, socialise less and maybe see less of the people that we would like to see. There's a general level of exhaustion, I think, amongst people working. And maybe if I moved to Drogheda and at €100 for every 10 minutes, I'd hire a couple of extra new staff and have a better new year. But hopefully, look, the new variant won't take hold too quickly, and that we'll get as many people as possible vaccinated before Christmas.
Absolutely. All right. Dr. Yvonne Williams in Shannon and Clare. Yvonne, thanks for joining us here in the programme. And Siobhan and Frank too, thanks for getting in touch. Another listener as well. It's not one issue per appointment in my clinic in Ranelagh, says Kieran and Sandy Mount. Keep them coming in to us, 53106.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.